With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There have been thousands of evacuations as wind-driven wildfires rage out of control in tinder-dry Southern California.
The flames started near a nature preserve in the inland foothills. This woman in Eaton Canyon, Lori, says it escalated quickly.
My husband saw it was maybe 5 feet high, and then the gust came and it just blew up.
She told KABC these quick wildfires are no surprise.
The drought we haven't had any rain in the mountains so dry, it'll just go in a puff.
Staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot. Another fire is burning in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. A third wildfire has forced evacuations in the San Fernando Valley. I'm Ed Donahue.
Dangerous cold settling in over parts of the South. A developing winter storm threatens to drop snow, sleet, and freezing rain across parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The National Weather Service predicts wintry precipitation across the Southern Plains region starting tonight. Also at SRNNews.com, a mixed bag of legal news for Donald Trump.
For the second time in 2 days this week, the president-elect was denied when seeking a delay in Friday's sentencing in the Stormy Daniels case. A New York appeals court judge issued a one-sentence ruling following an emergency hearing. Meanwhile, a federal judge in Florida has temporarily blocked the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on investigations into Trump, who said it would be a fake report anyway. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump huddles with Senate Republicans today. They'll talk about his legislative priorities, including tax cuts. The president-elect would like to see all of his goals bundled up in a single bill. Stock futures have turned positive now on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 18 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 10 points. This is SRN News. Your pastor wants you to read the Bible.
A lot of churchgoers only hear the scriptures on Sunday morning, but the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen wish that wasn't so. A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds 99% of pastors encourage the people in the pews to get into the Bible at home. The study finds that clergy use a lot of different inducements, including the offer of a free Bible to anybody that wants one, and regular reminders from the pulpit and on social media. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from the Journal of the American Medical Association reveals the spread of transgenderism among the country's children. Looking at insurance claims from 2018 through 2022, JAMA concludes that thousands of adolescents received puberty-blocking drugs and hormone shots in order to live as the opposite sex. Some of those patients as young as 13. The report has no information on how many children have undergone sex change operations. This is SRN News. Former President Carter arrived in Washington for the final time yesterday. A series of events underway honoring the former president following his death last week.
Members of Congress pay their respects during a ceremony in the Capitol Rotunda, where Carter will lie in state until his funeral Thursday at Washington National Cathedral. After the former president's casket was placed in the rotunda, three politicians delivered eulogies. Senate Majority Leader John Thune complimented Carter's work with Habitat for Humanity. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he was 4 years old when Carter was inaugurated and was the first president he remembered. Vice President Kamala Harris said when she was in middle school, her mother admired Carter's strength of character. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A major citrus grower is calling it quits. The decision reflects the headwinds Florida's signature crops face following a series of hurricanes and tree disease. Alico Incorporated planning to wind down citrus operations after the current crop is harvested later this year. More details, SRNNews.com.